Philippines, number one tech news podcast in the Philippines. Here's your host, Jack of Jack Talks Tech.
What's up, everyone? My name is Jack, and welcome to yet another episode of Jack Talks Tech. Whether you're listening to the podcast via Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your favorite podcast, thank you. I appreciate it very much. We are still recording live from the studio apartment here in Lucena City. I know I've been one of the content creators complaining about iPadOS 15 and how it doesn't take enough advantage of the M1 chip, and there's no Final Cut, there's no Logic Pro, yada yada yada. I'm sure you've heard it, for better or for worse, and although I still kind of have the same thoughts from that angle, if I remember it correctly, we are still under quarantine. And I enjoyed virtual calls this past and a half year, and something that makes it a bit more bearable is my iPad. And you know, I just haven't been using it that much. I plan on making better use of this, and I just installed the iPadOS 15 Beta 2, and a lot of these features seems very interesting. In today's episode, I want to talk about why I think that is, and also just touch on why I'm so excited to put this to better. First up, I want to talk about focus modes, and I guess you could say that this is like a enhanced, quote-unquote, do not disturb mode. If you hold down on the do not disturb mode portion of the control center, we do have the do not disturb mode regular, and then the personal and work. These two modes allow you to filter notifications from people and different apps, and also select particular home screens to focus on, whether you're working, you're at school, or whatever. I can tap the settings button to dive into this. We can now allow notifications from a specific set of people. We can add, subtract people, etc. We can also choose particular apps, which is helpful because I, for one, get sidetracked from, you know, these notifications from various social media apps. If I had Messenger on my iPad, that would especially be the case from people like me, I can simply get sidetracked with conversations. So it's really nice to be able to filter this, and also apps as well. Although I do have one home screen, some people have multiple home screens where they might have like entertainment apps. On the second page, you will have games, and on the third page, and so on and so forth. You can filter which home screens you have access to, albeit you can still always access all those apps in the app library pane. But yeah, that just helps you stay focused, but I get sidetracked pretty easily. And having this feature, it's gonna be godsend. I would say while I'm working. The second feature I'm excited to put to use is FaceTime links. Within the new FaceTime app, which sort of got Zoomified, albeit I never want to use Zoom again because I am sick of it after a year and a half of that. However, I love FaceTime links because now I can send an actual link to contacts over email or iMessage, Messenger, or even via text and make a FaceTime call. It feels more like an official video calling app. Like, you know, hey, let's jump in at 5 o'clock and people have a link instead of waiting for a call. The previous version of FaceTime has felt more like a casual video chatting app. But now with these Zoom-like features, I can now feel more comfortable organizing a group call for an interview or meeting or stuff like that. I can copy the link from FaceTime and then I can send it to contacts like most recent, I can also copy the link and let's just say go to Gmail. I can go post an email to whatever email address and then copy the FaceTime link, paste that, and boom. That is sort of like a Zoom link for a FaceTime call. This is also great because say you don't want to send somebody your phone number or your Apple ID. All you have to do is to send them the link and you can get connected. The most awesome thing about this new FaceTime link is that you don't have to be on an iPhone or macOS or iPadOS to join in because now FaceTime is more universal. You can join in on the web, so as long as you have a webcam just like you could do with Zoom. I tested this out in Chrome on my Android phone, and it works. Apple demoed this on their last event on how you can use it on an Android phone, Windows, tablet, or laptop. This is great because not everybody is on an Apple product, and of course, once again, you can send this to over iMessage as well. The next interesting feature is Quick Note, which you can toggle by swiping up from the bottom right corner of your display. This solves the problem when you need to jot down a phone number or an information or something. When you have an app open, maybe Safari or any other app, instead of having to whip out your whole note-taking app, whether it be Notes app or GoodNotes in my case, you just have to swipe up. It works really, really well. I can just scribble something in and then dismiss it by clicking done. Notes also has a designated little panel or portion on Quick Notes. I can write something and I can add a link, and you can do that by opening Safari. This is super convenient when you're in a sort of situation when you're not prepared to whip out your whole note-taking app. And instead of somebody ask you to jot down a phone number or an email or a fact or whatever, you just jot it down and dismiss it and move on with your life. Next up, I wanted to talk about the new multitasking interface with an iPadOS 15. And of course, I'm not gonna lie, this is not what I am expecting. There are a lot of things that I wanted to see in this update, but now that I've been using it for almost a week now, I'm very impressed with it, and I think it's gonna get a lot more people on board. Just allow them to use it a little more fluidly and also more advanced ways as well. We can open up an app and we have these three little dots which allow you to toggle the multitasking interface. So you can choose to minimize your app or to resize your app to fit half the screen or like a slimmer portion of the screen. It pushes the app out of the way, allowing you to choose an app of your choice, whether it's off a home screen or app drawer itself. Say for example, I wanted to listen to some music or podcast or control what I'm listening to. I can do that while I'm surfing the web. That's nice. But what if I want to open another instance of Safari? I can go back home and I can open up GoodNotes and open up any app. I can then do the same thing, but what I can do now is I can go to Safari and I can go show all windows and I can create a new window and then go back into the menu and then reselect GoodNotes. There's a learning curve here, and I'm not gonna lie, I just started using this and I'm not a complete pro with it. I was able to generate a new instance of Safari, like a completely different version of it running without the other tabs. Have some fun and listen to some music or podcasts and look up anything. By the way, let's go back to that shelf interface. This is really cool. We can now show all the windows that I have opened with Safari running. It shows up at the bottom. I have Spotify and entertainment or this website, and then I can also have an instance of Safari. I can make another window or instance of it. This is going to be great for multitasking. If you have different apps open, let's just say you have a YouTube and Safari open in one instance, and then you have some GoodNotes open and Google Docs open, and then of course you can show all your windows to be, you know, more organized or jump into what you want to do. This is really cool. This is very distinctly iPad, but also sort of kind of reminds me of a Mac in a way, but it's fresh. It's new and I'm really happy with it. Everything just feels like more snappy than what I've experienced with iPad OS 13 and 14. So I'm really happy with it, and as far as I can see myself making use of these multiple instances, the app shelf, and also just enjoying the enhanced fluidity of this feature. So yeah, I would say that this is underrated. A lot of people weren't paying attention to this and I was like, oh, multitasking. But when I actually put it into use, it's actually really great, even if it's still in the beta form. Finally, I wanted to touch on the keyboard shortcuts. Touch, keyboard. Now, Apple has added a bunch of new keyboard shortcuts which revolve around a little like world key. So to go home, you can press the world plus H, and then if you wanted to toggle the dock, you do the world plus A. Siri, it's world plus S. Control center is world plus C. Notification center is world plus N. And you can now switch apps by pressing the world button and left and right keys. Also up for the apps are just open. So I could be in Safari, for example, and then I can scroll over to my other instances, which is really nice. I can also, you know, use the cursor. This is getting to the point where I can toggle most interface aspects without having to touch the screen, which is great because then I can sort of use it like a Mac. And sometimes you're in a situation where you don't want to be like, you know, just want to keep your hands on the lap. Maybe keep your iPad balance on your lap, or if you're not sitting in a desk, if you just have this on your lap and stuff like that. This allows you to use your iPad Pro more like a MacBook, and I really enjoy that. And of course, it's still distinctly iPad. This is very iPad OS oriented, but keyboard shortcuts are something I really enjoy with my laptops and in macOS. I like how they brought that functionality over. Now, this is not quite my whole opinion on the entire operating system. Of course, you heard me at the beginning that I wasn't happy with what Apple didn't include, but it is also a lot more Mac-like than I thought, although not in every way that I would like. But Apple can only do so much. I guess in my opinion, and I'll probably share this in another episode, so don't forget to subscribe so you won't miss any of my future episodes. Also, follow me on Facebook. It's facebook.com/jacktalkstack. A lot of these features could have waited. I mean, I wasn't dying to see any of these, but they are definitely quality of life improvements and you can use your iPad all the time. You will appreciate features like Quick Note and the new multitasking interface because it does make a difference. Especially if you're working from home with an iPad Air or an iPad Pro, or even an iPad 8th Gen or an iPad for that matter that can run iPad OS 15. It can go all the way down to iPad Air 2, which is super surprising, and that goes to show how Apple supports their devices with time. And regardless of what iPad you have, iPad OS 15 is going to be a great experience which you should definitely get your hands on. The public beta has been pretty good to me. I haven't had too many issues with it. Some UI or springboard glitches, but other than that, it's been pretty great. So yeah. Install it if you're brave, obviously. Don't install it on a device that you rely on to make money. I have definitely been enjoying this and I'm excited to use iPad more and more. I do want to use it in more creative ways. Hopefully, I can use it for video or audio editing. But in the meantime, these iPad OS 15 features are going to very much enhance my work experience. Okay, with that said, there's really nothing else left to do. Hit that like button if you like this type of content. Smash it if that's your something into 2021 style. Give us a follow, subscribe if you aren't already, and I'll see you in the next one, assuming that we all survive. let's make the needy tacky. Peace!